Thank you, Honorable Minister Hoskins and Honorable Minister Couteau, Dr. Pisters, Dr. Baker, Mrs. Kinnear, members of the EDS clinic, the EDS leadership panel, and members of the press. Hello. 6 years ago, when Rebecca and Chris Mills asked if the ILC Foundation would take on EDS and chronic pain as a permanent charitable focus, Rebecca and I were told by Canada's leading pain specialists that EDS was so rare that they would likely never see it in the lifetime of their practice. Today, with the advancement of awareness and education, of the 20% of Ontarians living with misunderstood chronic pain, it is estimated that as many as 1 in 100 will have EDS. Through the advocacy of patients who have publicly given voice to their complex healthcare needs and to the Crawford family who shared their story through an 8,000 signature petition and through the support of the ILC medical advisors, some of whom are here today, Dr. Guzman, Dr. Mendoza, Dr. Buckley, Dr. Gordon, who helped to champion this cause as co-chairs of the EDS annual conference. Yet most importantly, through Minister Hoskins initiating an EDS leadership panel and the outcome of today's announcement of funding for a dedicated EDS pediatric and adult care clinic at the Hospital for Sick Children and the University Health Network, hope is inspired. It is important to note that there is a great need for research into the cause and cure of EDS. There is a tremendous amount of work to be done to bridge gaps in the understanding of this complex condition, but with today's announcement, a tremendous step has been taken in the right direction and should prove to be an excellent model for other provinces to follow. The ILC looks forward to supporting the clinic and the efforts to ensure that these patients no longer fall between the cracks of care in the community. Minister Hoskins, your staff, and the specialists that have helped to make this happen, we thank you. Each year, the ILC awards a healthcare professional with a chronic pain and EDS awareness certificate of appreciation. At this time, Minister Hoskins, we would like to invite you to join us to receive your award of recognition for your leadership to advance care to people of all ages living with complex care needs of EDS. Thank you.